But the third one requires one to make a decision. It requires that putting to death one's worldly life to receive salvation. This is the price that we must be willing to pay to receive salvation. These things must be repeated over and over again because it is so important that we begin not only to understand some of these concepts, but to adapt them to our daily lives. So once again, this is a sort of a price that we must pay to gain our salvation. Let us not forget that we're not only baptized in the sufferings and death of Christ, but also in his resurrection. Let's watch how beautifully and how much mysticism is hidden in the words of St. Paul. When Christ appears, our life is hidden in the life of Christ, who suffered and resurrected. Our life is hidden in the body of Christ, in the life of the body of Christ. So when Christ, who is our life, appears, then we will be with him in his kingdom. Our life is hidden in the life of Christ. When we become grafted in the sufferings and the death of Christ. Christ had sufferings in the present world. He became hungry, thirsty, tired, but the cross was his ultimate suffering and passion. So, if we ever have to go hungry, thirsty, or become tired, let's not groan. Since we are baptized Christians, we will have some sufferings, some daily headaches, the daily problems of the everyday life. We must carry our daily cross. Let us not complain. Let us be joyful. Today we're free. Tomorrow we may not be. Today we move about freely. Tomorrow we may not be able to do that. We may suffer persecution. Our church may be persecuted. If we know this, we will not groan or surrender. We will not betray our Lord, but we will stand firm in the persecution. We will be the afflicted, the mistreated, etc. St. Paul says in Hebrews 11:37, they were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death. They were put to death by the sword. Destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. All these are sufferings of Christ before Christ. Did you hear this? Before Christ, sufferings of Christ. What does this mean? In Hebrews, where St. Paul refers to the sufferings of the Hebrews before Christ, he talks about Moses saying that he chose to be mistreated with the people of God, assuming the sufferings of Christ, rather than enjoying the treasures of Egypt and receiving the title of the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. Which sufferings of Christ? Moses lived 1,500 years before Christ. St. Paul made no mistake. Just like the Most Holy Cross of Christ had power through the ages long before the historical cross on Golgotha, its uncreated energy worked through the Old Testament. The cross had its power. So the saints of the Old Testament lived the mystery of the sufferings of Christ, the cross of Christ, before Christ. Moses also lived it. He prophesied about the other prophet that whoever does not obey this prophet, the Messiah, will be lost. He was living Christ's sufferings. So the power of the Holy Cross and the incarnate Word before the incarnation always existed, and the saints had to live in this mystery. The entire nation of Israel were supposed to live in this mystery of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, only a few were able to live this mystery of the Holy Cross and the sufferings of Jesus Christ. So even the Hebrews were entering in the sufferings of our Lord in the Old Testament. Do we see this? No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is introduced in the mystery of the sufferings and death of Christ. This is the reason that when we are baptized, we renounce the world totally. Our life must be anti-worldly, but unfortunately, we want to be wealthy. We want many luxuries, so many worldly elements. This is one of the most basic elements of our Christian life and our salvation. It is this element that is lacking in our Christian life, and the lack of this element has turned us into lukewarm, sick, and even dead Christians. Please keep these points, study our faith, repeat these lessons, strengthen your memory. God is great, and he can make us into a new being, a new person, with the fragrance, the spiritual fragrance of the Christian life. Let's try to enter in the sufferings of Christ, and then we will understand what Christian life means. The Christian life is costly. We cannot become a Christian for free. We are not good Christians because we do not want to pay the price. Whoever is ready to pay the price, let him start toward God's kingdom. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.
Ησύχων πλάγιον ευλογήθων δέσποτα, ευλογημένη βασιλεία του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος, νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν. Εν ειρήνη του Κυρίου δεηθώμεν, Κύριες ελέησον. Υπέρ της άνθρωπεν ειρήνης και της σωτηρίας των τυχών ημών του Κυρίου δεηθώμεν, Κύριες ελέησον. Υπέρ της ειρήνης του σύμπαντος κόσμου, ευστασίας των Αγίων του Θεού εκκλησιών, Ότι στον πάντων ενώσεως του Κυρίου δεηθώμεν. Υπέρ του Αγίου οίκου τούτου και των μεταπίστεως ευλαβίας και φόβου Θεού ησιώντων εν αυτόν του Κυρίου δεηθώμεν. Κύριε, Thank you.
Oh,
Αδελφό, τι το.